الله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. Brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran reminds this ummah, and Allah says, فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. Allah says, so worship the Lord of this house, the Ka'aba, the one who feeds when people became hungry, and the one who gives aman after khawf, the one who gives security after fear. When Islam began, it began in a time of fear. It began in a time of anxiety. And the Muslims were few. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them aman and tamkeen, and authority and victory and support after khawf. And according to Ammar, he said, رَضِيَ anhu, رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ وَمَا مَعْهُ أَحَدًا إِلَّا خَمْسَةُ أَعْبُدٍ وَمْرَأَتَانْ وَأَبَا بَكَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. He says that I saw the Prophet of Allah صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ and there was no one with him. No one was with him except five slaves and two women and Abu Bakr al-Siddiq رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. And if you consider the character of this man, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he was someone Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for a very special mission. For he was to become the intimate one of the one who was intimate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The closest one, so much so, that when he was asked, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that who is dearest to you and who do you love the most? He says, I love my wife Aisha, Ummul Mu'mineen radiallahu anha. And they said, no, amongst the men, who do you love the most? And he said, I love her father, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So he was someone who was always with the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much so, that he said, according to his own testimony, he said, ما دعوت أحدا إلى الإسلام إلا كانت عنده كبوة وتردد ونظر إلا أبا بكر radiallahu anhu. That everyone I called to Islam, they wavered when I gave them the message, except Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, for he didn't waver in Islam, but he was firm and he accepted the message when it was initially first delivered to him. And he was someone, on some occasions, he would stand outside of the Kaaba, and he would recite the Quran. And the Quraysh would come and they would beat him, and they would punch him, and they would slap him. So much so, that some Sahaba, they said on one occasion, we looked at him and we thought he didn't even have a nose because he was so bloodied. And the next day he went back to the Kaaba and he read from the Quran and they would do the same. And the next day he went back and then they would do the same. So much so that on one occasion he said, Ya Rasulullah, I need to migrate and I will meet my brothers in Abyssinia and migrate with them. And so he left. On his way he meets someone. And the person asks him, where are you going? And he says, I've had enough. I'm going to Abyssinia. And the man says, well, you're a people the people respect and love in Mecca. And I will vouch for you if you come back with me. And so he went back with him. And when he comes back, what does he do? He goes to the Kaaba and he recites from the Quran. And they go and they beat him. And then they go to this man and they said, look, you are the person who is vouching for Abu Bakr. So we have a request that Abu Bakr must desist from reciting the Quran. And he goes to Abu Bakr and he says, you know, you need to stop reading Quran. And he says, fair enough. And then he goes to his own house. And he stands there and he prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he was someone who was very defiant for la ilaha illallah. Very firm upon his religion from the very inception of Islam. On one occasion, and Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sa'id Uhud. According to Anas ibn Malik, The Prophet ﷺ, he was climbing Mount Uhud. Wa Abu Bakr wa Umar wa Uthman. And with him was Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman radiallahu anhum. فَرَجَفَ بِهِمْ And the mountain it shook with them. فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ And the Prophet of Allah said, اِثْبُتْ أُحُدْ فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ نَبِيٌّ وَصِدِّيقٌ وَشَاهِدَانِ He says, be firm, O Uhud, because on you is a prophet, and on you is the truthful, and on you are two martyrs. And this was a prophecy for the martyrdom of Sayyidina Umar and Uthman radiallahu anhumah. He was someone radiallahu anhu. We know the famous incident when he migrated with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Medina. And on their way, they hide in a cave. And according to Abu Bakr, he said, نَظَرْتُ إِلَىٰ أَقْدَامِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ عَلَىٰ رَؤُوسِنَا وَنَحْنُ فِي الْغَارِ He said that I looked from where I was, and I could see the feet of the mushrikeen above us, and we're in the cave. فَقُولْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ And so I said, O Messenger of Allah, that if one of them was to look down upon his feet, أَبْصُرْنَا تَحْتَ قَدَمَيْهِ He would see us from underneath his feet. And the Prophet of Allah gave consolation to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu when he said, يَا أَبَا بَكْر مَا ظَنُّكَ بِإِثْنَيْنَ اللَّهُ ثَالِثُهُمَا Abu Bakr, what do you think of two of whom the third is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What do you think of two of whom the third is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Meaning teaching him tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To trust in Allah. That indeed, inna ma'al usri yusra, after the hardship will come ease and after the khawf will come aman. And it was the likes of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu that we can look upon as an ummah. And learn this profound example of tawakkul in Allah, of support in the deen, of assisting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and consider the hadith of the Messenger of Allah, when he said, لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تُوَكِّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تُوَكُّلِهِ لَرَزَقُكُمْ كَمَا يَرْزُقُ الطَّيْرُ تَغْدُو خِمَاصًا وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانًا If you really had tawakkul in Allah, if you really trusted in Allah, the way you're meant to trust in Allah, Allah would provide for you the way Allah provides for the birds. And they leave their houses or their nests hungry and they return full stomach. So Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, you know, if you consider when he became a Muslim and when he accepted this message, he wasn't someone who kept this message to himself. But he became a person who delivered this message to whomever he met. Like the one Allah describes in the Quran when Allah says, أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجِعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ Allah says, it's he who was dead and then we gave him life, meaning the death of ignorance and the death of disbelief and the life of iman and the life of tawheed and the life of ilm, of knowledge. And then Allah says, and then we gave for him a light. And what does he do with this light? He walks amongst the people with this light. Like that person. So much so, that out of the 10 people who were promised paradise by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 6 of them became Muslim at the hands of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So he was someone who would call the people to la ilaha illallah. He was someone, he had that gift with Allah. But he wanted to share this gift with everyone else. And this is a responsibility upon this ummah. And Allah says, "Man أحسن, who is better in speech than the one who calls to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he does good actions, وقال, and he says that I am from the Muslimin. And even though this ayah, the Mufassirin, they would say, you know, هذا صفوة الله, هذا نبي الله, هذا خير خلق الله, هذا محمد المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم. That he is the one who is best in speech and calls to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They also say, هذه الآية عامة في كل من دعا إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى. This ayah is general for whoever calls to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Meaning all of us can become best in speech with Allah سبحانه وتعالى or to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq رضي الله عنه was someone who would give and support his religion with wealth. In fact, في سبيل الله, giving in the way of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. So much so that he gave everything for Allah. And when he was asked by the Messenger of Allah, Abu Bakr, what did you leave for your family? He said, I left Allah and His Messenger for my family. Again, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why the hadith it says, you know, لا تسبوا أصحابي, never revile or abuse my companion. لا تسبوا أصحابي. لو أن أحدكم أنفق مثل أحد ذهبا ما بلغ مد أحدهم ولا نصيفا. Because if one of you was to give gold the size of Mount Uhud, that would not compare to what they gave of even a handful of that, or even half of that, because they gave it in a time when it was needed the most. And this is why from Abu Bakr's life and example, we can learn many profound examples. And one of them is, you know, who will be with Islam in the Sa'at al-Usra, in the difficult hour, who is with Islam? Who is with the Muslimin when things are difficult for the Muslimin? Or is that person away and absent and absent-minded? So we should learn from his example, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us understand the profound mission that Abu Bakr was playing in the life of Islam in that very early stage, so that we can continue that example in the latter stage of this ummah, and that we can take from his example and learn from his example. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us leaders like Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, to give us men who will rule us by the kitab and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to give us men with this manliness of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, people of trust and people of goodwill. So much so, I will speak about it in the second part of the khutbah, that when he took the authority of this ummah, he dealt with the people with justice, and he unified this ummah, and gave and made islah for this ummah. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal for tawfiq, and for istiqamah, and for success. Innal hamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, according to Anas radiallahu anhu, he said, لما كان اليوم الذي دخل فيه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أضاء منها كل شيء. That on the day when the Prophet of Allah arrived in Medina, everything in Medina was bright and illuminated. ولما كان اليوم, and on the day when he left Medina, meaning his soul departed from his body, أظلم منها كل شيء, everything in Medina became dark for us. And this was the biggest test for this ummah, the death of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much so that he said in his own words, النُجُومُ أَمَانَةٌ لِلسَّمَاءِ, that the stars are like peace to the sky. فَإِذَا ذَهَبَتِ النُجُومُ أَتَى السَّمَاءَ تُوعَدْ, and when the stars go, what's promised to the sky will come to the sky, meaning يوم القيامة will happen. And he said, وَأَنَا أَمَانَةٌ لِأَصْحَابِي فَإِذَا ذَهَبْتُ أَتَى أَصْحَابِ مَا يُوعَدُونَ, and I am peace to my companions, and when I go, what's promised to my companions will come to them. وَأَصْحَابِي أَمَانَةٌ لِأُمَّتِي, and my companions are like peace to my ummah, and when they go, what's promised to my ummah will come to them. So this was a heavy blow for this ummah, the death of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much so that the Sahaba, they began to separate themselves into different places. You know, Ali and Zubayr, they go to the house of Fatima radiallahu anha. The Ansar, they go to the Saqif of Banu Sa'idah with their own people. And the Muhajirun, they gather around Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And people are panicky. People don't know what to do and what's happening. Confusion in this ummah. So much again. For you have had one death, but there will be no another death for you. And he went out and he addressed his companions. And he addressed the Muslimin. And he said, "Man kana minkum ya'budu Muhammadan fa inna Muhammadan qad mat. Wa man kana minkum ya'budu Allah fa inna Allah hayyun la yamut." Whoever amongst you worship Muhammad, then you should know that Muhammad is dead, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whoever amongst you worships Allah, then know that Allah is alive and Allah will never die. And then you said the ayah from the Quran where Allah says that, you know, if the Prophet of Allah was to ever die, would you ever turn back from your religion and turn back on your heels? And Sayyidina Umar, he said, when I heard this verse and I heard Abu Bakr speak, I almost, my legs gave way, because I reflected then and I realized then the reality of what had just happened. And in that situation, there was so much that he was confronted with. He had people who refused to pay the zakat. Zakat is not, which is an obligation upon everyone who reaches the limit. People, not just out of negligence, not out of weakness, but people who refused to pay, saying that we will pay this only to the Messenger of Allah, and now that he has passed away, we don't have to pay it to you anymore. And so he had to deal with these people. One of the last wishes of the Prophet of Allah when he was on his deathbed is to dispatch an army, the army of Usama bin Zayd. And then at the same time, he had people claimants to prophethood, Tulayha, and Musaylimah al-Kazzab, and people who claimed to be prophets. So Abu Bakr was in a scenario, what should he do? And begins to prepare this army of Usama and to dispatch it. Even though many of the great companions were against Abu Bakr's decision, Sayyidina Umar came to him and said, "This is a wrong decision. You're making a big mistake. This is a wrong time to do this. Because if we did that, then the people who are accepting false prophets, they would come and attack us." And imagine Abu Bakr and imagine Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. And people think of Umar as the mighty one and the fierce one and the strong one, and indeed he was. But consider Abu Bakr in this instance when he says to Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he says, "Ya Umar, أَجَّبَّارٌ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ وَخَوَّارٌ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ." He says, "Are you the tyrant of Jahiliyyah and the coward of Islam? Are you the tyrant of Jahiliyyah and the coward of Islam?" Teaching him that every time has its obligation and priority, and we have a priority in this time. So Abu Bakr, you know, radiallahu anhu, he kept the ummah together. And he saved the ummah from division. And he saved the ummah from anarchy. And became a shield for this ummah. And, you know, time is short because us is going to kick in, so we have to hurry up. But we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us learn the lessons of... And this is lessons for us, not just stories, like Allah says in the Quran about the stories of the prophets, that there is, you know, in their qasas, عِبْرَةُ لِأُولَى الْأَلْبَابِ مَا كَانِ حَدِيثٌ يُفْتَرَى وَلَكِنْ تَصْدِيقَ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَتَفْصِيلُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah said that there is in the examples of the prophets of the past lessons for those who understand. It's not a tale invented, and it's a confirmation of what came before it, and it's a guidance and a rahmah for those who believe. So whatever we study of the past, it's not just for the sake of it, but for us to learn lessons and see where people went right and how we can emulate them in their goodness. Like Ibn Qayyim, he says, "Qad mata qawmun fi nasi ahya," people have died, but with humanity they remain alive in their examples. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for success, for istiqamah. Just a quick announcement. The Islamic Society are collecting for Muslim Hands Qurbani Fund, which they will prepare, you know, before Eid. So they're collecting the money, which needs to be paid by next week. So if you can please speak to an ISOP representative if you want to make that payment, and there are several countries that are listed with different prices. Allahumma ihdina fiman hadayt, wa afina fiman afayt, wa tawallana fiman tawallayt, wa barik lana fima a'tayt, wa qina sharra ma qadayt, fa innaka taqdi wa la yuqda alayk, innahu la yudhillu man walayt, wa la ya'izzu man adayt, tabarakta rabbana wa ta'alayt, nastaghfiruka Allahumma wa natubu ilayk. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa wa rizqna tiba'a, وأرينا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اهدنا إلى الحق واجعلنا من أهله وانصرنا به يا رب العالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا واهدنا واحفظنا ويسر أمورنا وانصرنا على عدونا يا رب العالمين. اللهم ثبتنا عند الموت بلا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم والحمد لله رب العالمين. أقيموا الصلاة وبالصلاة وبالصلاة.